Maybe here's something you did not know before. That before Ramadan was obligatory upon Muslims, i.e. to fast during the blessed month of Ramadan, there was another day of fast, not a month, but a day. And this was the 10th of Muharram, the day of Ashura. This was a day of fasting for Muslims. It was mandatory, it was necessary. The Prophet ﷺ himself used to fast on the 10th of Muharram, as did the rest of the companions. After migrating to Al-Madinatul Munawwara, Rasulullah ﷺ, he spoke to the people of Al-Madinah, or some people who were in Al-Madinah, the Yahud. And he discovered that they fasted. He asked them, what is the reason you fast? They said, because this was the day that Sayyidina Musa was rescued from the Fir'aun. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam, he says, we have more of a right over Sayyidina Musa than yourselves. Now, later, Ramadan became obligatory for the Muslims to fast. And then Ashura no longer remained necessary. But of course, it was highly recommended to fast on the 10th of Muharram, the day of Ashura. Something beloved by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Why? Because it commemorates great moments of divine rescue, you can say. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, rescued from Fir'aun. Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, his ark had settled on the mount. Even Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, it is stated that his repentance was accepted on the 10th of Muharram. Now, fasting, this one day, erases an entire year's worth of sins. And it connects you to a legacy of divine mercy and renewal that predates Ramadan itself. It's not just about what happened. It's about how you today respond to those events. Inshallah ta'ala, let's try to fast on the 10th of Muharram, the day Ashura. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.